able to slow down harder and faster. That would give us a lead on the other ships. We could reach the planet months ahead of anyone else. Time to pick the best landing sites and establish surface settlements. Norquinko thought about it. That won't be easy, Sky. There are, safeguards. The modules aren't meant to be detached until we reach orbit around Journey's End. I'm well aware of that. That's why I'm asking you.
Ah, I, see.
Those safeguards must be electronic. That means they can eventually be bypassed, given time. You still have years in which to do it. I won't want to detach the modules until the absolute last moment before we begin slowing down. Why wait until then? You still don't get it, do you? This is Cold War, Norquinko. We have to keep the element of surprise. He stared hard at the man, knowing that if he decided he could not trust Norquinko, he would soon have to kill him. But he was gambling that the problem itself would entice Norquinko.
Yes, he said.
I mean, yes, technically, I could hack those safeguards. It would be difficult, monumentally difficult. But I could do it, and it would take years, perhaps a decade. To do the work covertly, it would have to be carried out under the camouflage of the 6-monthly total system audits. That's the only time when those deep layer functions are even glimpsed, let alone accessed. His mind was racing ahead now, Sky saw, and I'm not even on the squad that runs those audits. Why not? You're clever enough, aren't you? They say I'm not a team player. If they were all like me, those audits wouldn't take half as long as they do. I can see how they'd have difficulty adjusting to your ethos, Sky said. That's the problem with genius, Norquinko. It's seldom appreciated. Norquinko nodded, foolishly imagining that their relationship had finally traversed that hazy line between mutual usefulness and genuine friendship. A prophet is without honor, etc. You're right, Sky.
I know, Sky said. I'm always right.
He opened his computer slate, shuffling through layers of data until he found the abstracted map of the sleepers. It looked like a strange species of cactus rendered in neon, a spiny many-branched plant. The living were marked with red icons, the dead with black. For years now, Sky had been segregating the living from the dead, until several sleeper modules were filled only with dead momios. It was very tricky work, because it required moving the living while they were still frozen, uncoupling their caskets and transporting them by train from one part of the spine to another, while they were kept cool on reserve power. Sometimes you ended up with another dead momio. It was all part of the plan. When the time came, and with Norquinko's assistance, Sky would be ready. But there was another matter he wanted to talk to Norquinko about.
You said there was something else, Sky.
Yes, there is. Do you remember, Norquinko, when we were much younger, before my father died, you and I and Gomez spoke about something. We called it the Sixth Ship, but you had another name for it. Norquinko looked at him suspiciously, as if certain that there must be a trap.
You mean the, Caliuche?
Sky nodded. Yes, exactly that. Remind me, what was the story behind that name again? Norquinko filled in more details about the myth than Sky remembered from the first time. It was as if Norquinko had done some research of his own. But when he had finished, having told Sky about the dolphin that accompanied the ghost ship, he said, "It doesn't exist, Sky. It was just a story we liked to tell each other."
"No, that's what I thought, but it was real. Is real, in fact."
Sky looked at him carefully, studying the effect his words had on Norquinko. "My father told me, security have always known that it exists. They know a thing or two about it, too. It's about half a light second behind us, and it's about the same